Hey friend, thank you for joining me for this episode of A Time to Heal. It has been a while since my last episode, and that is because I've been having some health issues, and it's been keeping me from doing some of the normal things I do, and one of those things was this podcast. But I'm feeling better, I'm doing better, and I am back, and this episode is inspired by my recent experiences with my health. So today we're going to be talking about your emotions, more specifically the emotions that are trapped in your body that are causing you physical issues, sickness, disease, injury, pains, things like that. So let's start at the beginning. We have been taught that there are positive emotions and negative emotions, and that we do not want to feel the negative ones. So what do? We avoid them, we ignore them, we numb out, we do what we can to avoid them, we stuff them down, we eat our feelings, or we can turn to substances as well to help us to not feel our feelings. And these negative emotions can be depression, you know, sadness, frustration, things like that, things that are like, no, we should be happy, we shouldn't be mad or sad, you know. And then also emotions that we've been taught to just stuff down and not express, or like if we're mad at someone, you know, frustrated, irritated, like, oh, got to be a good woman, got to be a good girl and not be showing these emotions of getting mad at people and yelling and stuff like that. So instead of saying the words we would say or acting the way we would act, and I don't mean acting like acting out and having a tantrum. I mean... But that's better than just stuffing your feelings down, you know? But I mean, like, taking action based on the emotion that you're having. Like, I know that when I get super frustrated and mad, for me, that can be a sign that I need to set a boundary, you know? Or that I'm in a situation that isn't conducive to my best good. So what happens when we do this is we have... each part of our body has an emotion that's associated to it. And so the emotion, I know it probably sounds kind of weird, but the emotion goes down into our body and attaches to that part of our body. And then the more you push that emotion down, the more emotion you have attached to that part of your body, the more likely you are to have a physical symptom, meaning sickness. Like I had muscle pains. I get muscle pains too. Sore throats, achy back, things like that. Your emotions, I mean, we call them good and bad, but really they are information for us. Like, oh, I'm feeling happy. I really enjoy this thing, or I really enjoy hanging out with these people. Or I'm feeling a little anxious, like, or nervous, like maybe this isn't a good situation, something I need to like walk away from, or man, I am really mad. I should need to set a boundary. I've taken on too much. Like if you feel overwhelmed, that's an information for that. Anger could also mean, ooh, we hit a trigger. That is maybe something we should explore. And so if you're not listening to that emotion, if you're stuffing it down, it's not going to just be quiet. It's like if you have a toddler who's like, mom, 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 mom. And you're like, I'm on the phone or I'm doing this or whatever. And so they leave and you're like, oh, it's fine. But it's not. Like you go and find them and they've like gotten into markers or your makeup or, you know, something. And so your emotions, like I said, still want to be heard, still have that information for you. And so even though there's stuff down into your body, they're still like, hey, I need attention. Pay attention to me. I had this message for you and you didn't listen to it. And so we can be like, okay, this is the part of my body that's hurting, or this is the part of my body that's being affected. Okay. What emotion is associated with that? Okay. This is the emotion. What is the message that it has for you? What do you need to do to help sit with it and process it and help it to release from your body? If you have listened to a couple of my episodes, you probably already know that I'm going to say journaling. Journaling is a great way to figure out what is going on. So let's say your hip hurts. My hip hurts. your family issues are, and I don't mean like your husband and your children, I mean like your family of origin issues are stored in your hips. And so what you could do is the normal, you know, stream of consciousness writing that I've talked about before, where you write at the top of the paper, my hip hurts because, and then you just write and see what comes, like not thinking about intentionally about what you're going to write, just writing what comes to your mind and see what comes up. Another thing you can do is to write a letter to your body. So you would write, dear hip, I'm sorry that you're hurting. I mean, this isn't what you're going to write, but you're right. Dear hip, I'm sorry that you're hurting. I'd really like to not hurt. What's going on? What can I do for you? What is the emotion that we're feeling here? I don't know. Just spitballing here. But just write a letter to your hip and say, hey, what's going on? And then you write, dear Brittany, a message back from your hip. And it may seem crazy and you may be like, am I just making this up or is it coming from my hip? But just go with it and see what comes up. You could be very surprised at what you happen to end up writing and what comes out of it. Another thing you can do is to move that part of your body. So you could move your whole body depending on where it is, or just like that part of your body. Like what if it's in your shoulder? You can do some shoulder rolls, like just move your arm around that moves your shoulder and see what thoughts come up. Because as you are doing that, it helps, movement helps to release the emotion. But also you can have thoughts come to your mind or like a feeling or a memory, and you can go, oh, maybe this is what's going on. Maybe this experience or this, you know, this emotion is what is going on in my shoulder and causing this pain. So a resource that I really love is a book called Feelings Buried Alive by, I believe her name is Carolyn Truman. I don't have the book with me right this moment, but I will post it down below, along with another book called, I think it's called You Can Heal Your Body or something like that by Louise Hayes. And I will post that down in the bottom in the show notes as well. But if you look in those books, they have a list of, you know, this is body parts and illnesses and just different things, physical symptoms. And you can look up like hips and it will say the emotions that are stored in the hips or the limiting beliefs that are stored in that area. And that can really help to give you an idea of what is going on there. And then you could like journal on that, or maybe not even have to journal about it and go, oh, okay, this is what is going on. You can also look up the chakras that are associated with that body part, because you have your 7 chakras and they are all associated with areas of your body. And so you can look that up. I can post a link. I will post a link for that as well, where you can look that up and see there and get some more insight on that. Another thing you can do is energy work. The type of energy work that I'm certified in is called ERT, Emotional Reintegration Technique. And what it does is it takes those emotions that are trapped in your body and helps to reintegrate them into your body. Kind of like shadow work. If you've heard of shadow work, if you haven't, it's where you have a shadow self, and it's all of the things that you like don't like about yourself, don't want people to know about. And so like if you have parts of yourself that you don't like, you don't love, you don't accept, then that causes issues, you know? But when you can look at the shadow and sit with the shadow and start loving and accepting those things about yourself, then you become more whole and balanced and emotionally healthy. And so in ERT, it's a similar process where you go in, you focus on that part of the body that's causing you issues, you find out, you intuitive, do an intuitive process where I guide people into discovering what emotion is hiding in there. Does it have a memory or an experience attached to it? You know, what does this emotion want to tell the person? And then once we learn that, learn the information that we need, then we release it and then replace it with a positive emotion. And I tell you what, this makes a huge difference. It is so, so helpful to do that, to go in, give attention to that emotion, find out what the message is, and then let it go. You can do this yourself by getting into a place that's quiet and you're alone and getting into a comfortable position, relaxing, taking some deep breaths, doing whatever relaxes you, and then focusing your attention on that part of your body that's causing you problems. And you can see if like an emotion comes up, you can just in your mind or out loud ask it, you know, what's the message for me? What's going on here? And just listen and see what comes and just follow it. And then when you feel like it's ready, you can ask it, you know, are you ready to be released? And you release it and you invite your higher power in and you hand it over to your higher power. And then you replace it with something else, something that's a positive feeling. That's like the opposite of the one that you released. If you wanted to be guided through this and do a session, I would love to do a session with you. I will post information on how to contact me down in the notes. The best way is through Facebook or my email, so I'll put that information down there. You can find me on Facebook through Britannia Wilkerson. But no, this episode isn't just so that I can get sessions. It's just I know that this is super, super helpful way to help you to discover those emotions and release them. And especially if you're new to this, it is just so helpful to have someone else who's been there, who knows, who has the experience to help guide you through it. So even if like you don't want to do a session, if you have questions, if you're like, I'm having this going on and I'm just not sure what it is, I'd love to chat with you about it and help you figure that out. Okay, so last but not least, I'm going to share my experience with you just to give you an idea, just an example of this. So I started having diarrhea, and it wasn't too bad at first, but it went on for a long time. And then one day it just got so bad. And I just was thinking, oh, it's just because of what I'm eating, or maybe I have ulcerative colitis because I have a close family member who has that. And one day it got so bad. It was so bad. And so I work in a hospital where my doctor works. And so I went up and made an appointment and, ran some tests and it came back that nothing was wrong except that my iron is low. And so that led me to, doing some research on some things of why my iron might be low. And I found some stuff and like this pill I'm taking, my antacid I've been taking, you're not meant to take it for 4 years straight. I think has caused my iron to be low and my digestive issues. But what all of a sudden made it come up and come up so aggressively is the question that I had. And so I pulled out my Feelings Buried Alive book and my Louise Hay book. And I know that the chakra associated with my digestive system is the solar plexus. And I already know I have issues with that. So there was that. And then I realized, as I talked to my husband and just thought about things, that I was experiencing a lot of anxiety. And that, along with the other things, that was causing my digestive issues that I was having. And that day that it was so bad was a very, very stressful day. And so since then, since I've realized, okay, it's my anxiety, and I've been paying attention to, okay, what is causing the anxiety? So instead of just shoving it down, because I've noticed I've been like, okay, I just need to not be anxious and just try to shut it down, you know, but going, okay, I'm feeling anxious. Why? And what can I do about it? And a big part of it was the thoughts I was having about what I was doing. And so changing my thoughts around, I created some affirmations and recorded them, and I've been listening to them every morning on the way to work, and that has helped a ton. And also just breathing and paying attention to when it happens and seeing what I can do to help that, to change the thought in the moment, to change the thing that I'm doing, to change the situation, you know, whatever needed to be done. I started listening to the emotion and acting on it. And I tell you what, things turned around really fast, for which I am so grateful for. And it's been a process of, you know, having less anxiety and then a little less. And, you know, I've gotten to where it's just a very little bit of anxiety that I'm still working on. But my body is doing so much better. And you know when you've been sick for a good while and you just feel like you're never going to be better again. Like, oh, I've just so much relief that my body, even just this week, has started feeling even more better than it was before.
So there you go. Your emotions are causing your physical symptoms, and there's something you can do about it. Thanks again for joining me for this episode of A Time to Heal. If you heard something that helped you, something you liked, or if you can think of someone who could benefit from the information in this episode, please share. I can only reach so many people, but with your help, I can reach so many more. Until next time.